joined today by the interim executive campus dean. Man, I got to keep working on that. That's all right. And athletic director, BJ McGinn.
Morning, Jim.
Good to have you back.
Hey, glad to be here on this nice warm day.
Okay.
Just getting ready for some inclement weather this afternoon and evening.
You have actually campus-wide a break. We're at break time. Fall semester is wrapped up. Not all the sports have wrapped up. So this is where he's kind of in a quandary here.
Yeah, no, we do. We're scheduled to go to Kirkwood tomorrow for a men's and women's doubleheader. And then we wrap up the fall semester next Wednesday in Fort Dodge with a doubleheader with the men and women. So that's what we have left on the fall calendar for athletics. And then this morning at 11, we have the nursing pinning ceremony that we'll be holding here on the DMAC Boone campus.
So get that all taken care of and kind of close things down for a while. Do you have students that stay in the stay on campus? I mean, obviously with the holiday and stuff like that, I know they all like to try to go home or go home for a short period and come back.
Sure. Particularly our men's and women's basketball teams, they'll go home for a short period. Then they'll be back to the 27th, which is that Friday, leading into the weekend to kind of get back. Get the Christmas out of them in terms of, you know, get back in shape a little bit. And then we play here January 4th. We host NIAC in a doubleheader. So that's going on. I forgot to mention this. Tomorrow, our men's and women's track and field teams, which is new this year, they're running over at Iowa State. There's a meet tomorrow.
So indoor.
So our cross-country teams are going to run the mile. Okay. So that's kind of an exciting thing. Our first experience with indoor track and field here in Boone. So,
boy, we just kind of added all kinds of things for.
Yeah, we just didn't have enough to do, right?
I know. Well, again, first of all, for those that don't know, cross country, exceptional season this year on the cross country side. I can see why they want to continue running, especially indoors and track through track, because.
Yeah, no,
you have a very good group.
No, we certainly do. Obviously, the men finished runner-up in the nation, runner-up national champs, and the women finished third in the country. And so we've got young men and women that are very committed to the sport and what they do. And so this was an opportunity that I felt, you know, you pay entry fees, and that's pretty much it, aside from meals. And so I thought this was a great opportunity for recruiting also. They're more enticing to come to a place where I can run cross country and then also run my distance, you know, events at the track and field setting. So this is our first run with it. Play on
literally
the right. but that being said, I think it's exciting for them. I know that they're out running in this weather right now to be ready for tomorrow, the last 2 days. And I walked into the field house and a couple of the guys were getting ready to go out. You guys are, I could not do that, but they're committed to it.
Well,
and so we're excited. We obviously support them and are very, very proud of what they've accomplished. And they got, you know, goals. I mean, they're setting the bar for a year from now. So that's exciting to see. That's what you want with a culture. You want to be, you know, focused on being the best that we possibly can.
Basketball teams doing pretty good?
Yeah. Both teams are doing well. The men are currently ranked number 3 in the nation. They're coming off a win against Western Iowa Tech out of Sioux City Wednesday evening. And then the women were up in Worthington, Minnesota Wednesday night, and they came away with an 8-point victory. So both teams are doing well. And like I said, we go to Cedar Rapids tomorrow and then Fort Dodge on Wednesday, and then we get a little break. So,
conference still the toughest challenge?
I would have to say, yeah. I mean, you've got five on the men's side, there's 5 teams in the top 25, which is the best league in the nation. And we're very proud of that, certainly within the state of Iowa. And then on the women's side, I think there's 3 or 4 teams that are ranked in the top 25, right? So every night you have to be ready to compete. And every school is really investing in their programs, in their departments. And I think it's really, really exciting to when we go to regional and national, you know, conventions and what have you, everybody kind of looks to Iowa and says, hey, well, how do you guys do this? Or what are some of the things that you guys, you know, do? And that says a lot. And so we're very proud of that.
So as the AD, okay, when you first took over as the athletic director, I mean, what, half of the, have you doubled the number of programs since then, since that time? Because I can remember we had softball, it went away, and then it came back.
Right, and that happened under ORF. That was in 2012. But we've added probably five programs now, you know, with the addition of esports and competitive dance, men's cross country, men's golf. So, yeah, I mean, it's but I think that those are things that are positive. I think when you have success and people know, not just from an athletic perspective, but also DMAC from an educational standpoint, you know, people know that this is a great place. And we've got great people, great faculty, great staff that are always supportive of all these young people. And that becomes your brand, right? That becomes kind of contagious. And then all of a sudden, the word starts to spread, you know, not only within the state, but also within the region, you know, and nationally. You know, we've got kids coming from North Carolina for a golf visit, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. But that being said, that's because of all the hard work that everybody has put in over the last 25 years plus to make this place what it is today.
Yeah. I keep going thinking back to, some of the other things. And the part is that We have this level of expectation from the student athlete.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. You know, and we've talked about this. Yeah. And obviously, grades are due Monday at midnight, so we'll get our fall semester GPAs and our all region performers. You know, 3.0 or above, 3.5 or above, and then certainly the 4.0s. But we're very, very proud of that. I think that that's a big piece of it. And I would tell you the best thing for me is when I go down to the Quarter Center, right, and have a great lunch, right?
Yeah.
We talk about the cafe.
It's, sure.
And they are doing a fantastic job. But to sit with, I always make it a point to go sit with the faculty and say, hey, how are things going? How are your classes? And then also, how are our student athletes doing in those classes? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had, I can't believe what it was. There was an English course that was being taught, and they actually taught something to do with Dean Smith, and they used one of his books. And one of the guys actually borrowed the book and was reading it, right? So there's not a lot of times where people get that excited about being in an English class. And so our faculty does a great job of, you know, guiding, you know, that each individual's, hey, this, you know, what makes them go, right? And I think that's what's great to, like I said, I sit down and talk with the faculty about some of those things. And they just have nothing but positive things to say about our student athletes. And I think that's something that, you know, that's not always the case, right? And mm-hmm. to have that, and the young people understand our expectations as well, right?
So you got them. There's that level out there that we do. So since we last visited, of course, last time when we visited, you were just getting ready to have the big gathering, the Founders Day, and you had a great turnout. A lot of people come back, had a great time to get a chance to see what's going on.
You know, we did. I will tell you that's one of the really unique things about the DMAT Boone campus, just the history. But, you know, we had several people come back, and it's just neat to see all of those folks that were former, you know, faculty, staff, students, players, and just to see that level of just excitement, just to be back, to have guys come back from Florida, New Jersey, North Carolina, Texas. And to see, you know, a lot of those guys hadn't been here since 2002, 2003.
Yeah, I'm going to say some of them there was no Quarter Center when they
were
here.
There was no Quarter Center. There was no field house, certainly.
Yeah.
There was no student housing. There were no ball fields. There was no maintenance facility. And so it was very, very interesting just to have some conversations with some of those people. And they were. It's neat to see people that are so proud of their time in Boone at DMAC, and what that meant shaping their lives moving forward, to see them, you know, Shelton Caldwell, who we retired his jersey and inducted, you know, his son came with him on an official visit.
Oh, is that right?
He's a senior out in New Jersey, basketball player. And so, you know, he got to come and see where Dad played, and it was just a really unique experience. But things like that, that you're seeing those guys bringing their, you know, young people back to see, you know, where they started. And I think that's the great thing about DMACC, regardless of whether you're an athlete or not, but this is where I started and this is where we're at. And, you know, that's the coolest thing about this place is that you help shape young people. And that's why I love coming to work here every day, because that's what we do. And we're very proud of that. And we take it very, very seriously and make sure we're invested in each person that walks through that door. We want to make sure we give our best foot forward and we do everything we can to help them, you know, have some success.
Now, people need to remember, I mean, we're talking about the athlete. So I think back to Sheldon when he came, and then when he went on to for a two-year to go on to play some Division I ball. But it was, I can recall at the time, it was, I can get a good degree from going here. This is what I want to do.
Right. Yeah.
He knew exactly as an athlete, and you, that's what a lot of your student athletes are doing. They look at if I might extend my career doing this, but I can in the long run it's going to benefit my education.
Yeah. No. That's exactly right, and that's one of the biggest things when I talk to a potential coach. The first thing we talk about is, we want to make sure that when we're doing a recruiting visit, they understand that number one priority is making sure you take care of the books, because you can't go to the next step if you don't take care of the first one.
Yep.
And that's instilled before they even set foot on campus. And I'm very steadfast in that. There's no compromising. There's certain things we just do not compromise. And education would be certainly number one.
Sure.
You know, obviously you got to be able to compete and play.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to be committed to the school piece of it, don't come here.
We always seem to have, well, good athletes, the majority of the time, are good students.
No, that's
very good students.
I tell you this, there's a direct correlation. I tell you, some of the teams that I have had, the best teams we had the best grades.
Yeah.
I mean, they just did, because what that does tell you is you don't have a lot of, you know, side, offside, you know,
yeah,
just side
distractions.
Issues.
Distractions.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And that means they're locked in and they're ready to compete and do what they got to do.
So I do know, well, again, besides our regular students and everything else, wrapping things up out there, and we kind of go into our hiatus, but obviously materials, that program, we have that here on the Boone campus. And have they started up, or do they start up again and follow along pretty much the schedule?
So they follow the same schedule that
okay.
Are
so we're going to have a break and then they'll be back.
Correct. Yeah. Right now we're really in the middle of peak season of DOT.
Yeah.
Because those folks are getting, you know, their recertifications, what have you, to get ready for once the winter breaks. Which,
and
hopefully we don't get a long winter break.
And construction starts.
Correct. So this week has been really busy with them. Mm-hmm. Next week they'll have courses going on, even though the rest of our two-year students are on a break.
Yep.
We'll have DOT classes
so
next week.
So people will still see a lot of vehicles around and in and out of there.
Yeah, that's correct. And the cafe is open all next week. So
it is.
So come on down.
There we go.
Have breakfast, get some coffee, grab a lunch sandwich.
All right. So now I'm going to ask you about your the next big thing you get to do is host the golf. So obviously not doing it by yourself. Got a lot of people involved with this. How's it coming together and how are things going?
Yeah. So we met about 2 weeks ago out at Cedar Point. Golf course. Mm-hmm. And so it was Chris Blocker, Chris Seabach, Corey,
Corey's already been prepping grounds.
Right. Yeah. And then Pat Clemens and Carol was there as well. So we all kind of visited. We're going to meet again on Tuesday. And so we're just kind of cleaning up, you know, some hotel things, just some of the logistical pieces. And then we start getting into the you know, sponsorship stuff we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And so everybody will kind of have their area that they're kind of assigned to, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then from that, we'll develop some subcommittees and then just kind of really start tackling this thing. But I mean, it'll be here before we know it.
I know. When you're talking mid-May.
Yeah, I mean, May 12th and 13th is going to be here before we know it. And so we want to make sure that we're ready for that. But I think that we will be. We're really excited about it. What it's going to do for the community, your local option sales tax, mm-hmm. just the general exposure of, you know, Boone and Boone County to the nation, really. Yeah. That's nothing that doesn't happen every day, right? So so we're looking to that. Obviously, we'll have a banquet to kick the thing off that will have all the players and their coaches mm-hmm. at. Site to be determined, but we have some ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Which is be a really nice event. And we're working on a guest speaker that will be announced at a later date.
Okay.
But that's exciting. And to just be able to endorse women's athletics, certainly in the state. And we're very proud of, all of our young women that compete at the, high school mm-hmm. as well as the collegiate levels in the state of Iowa. I mean, so that's something that we really want to showcase here in Boone and also regionally and nationally.
And for those that, again, aren't aware, we do know out at Cedar Point they've hosted some of the state meets. So, again, grounds, Corey's got that in hand.
Yeah,
no, he but, does. Again, having different people come in and travel, and I know Chris Blocker working with the folks in Ames as well, and they work back and forth with the Farm Progress Show and everything else. So it's one of those where it does generate some opportunities.
Yeah, no, it certainly does. And the great piece is, this is a great team that we're working with, right? And they all have, they're all the best at what sure. they do. And they, have a great template, obviously, how to do this.
So. Our first time, or the first one.
Yeah, no, it is. That's the other piece that's really cool about this, is this is the first time there's ever been a national collegiate event in Boone County.
So. We'll go with it.
So we're going to go with that.
Yeah, we'll do with that. Let's talk a little bit about springtime coming up here. Again, enrollment numbers. Obviously, a lot has already taken place. I think we're pretty well set. What have you heard as far as retention? Are we doing pretty good, keeping the same kind, moving in? Because a lot of it varies on what the work job
sure.
jobs are like and things like that have an impact.
Right. Yeah. No. Just from a numbers perspective, we've received those this week, and Boone is very, very healthy. I would say our face to face numbers are up 10% from a year ago for enrollment for spring, mm-hmm. and we still have some time to add students. Right. So we're in a good spot there, and our online enrollment's up as well, about 8 or 9%, according to the numbers that I received this week. So I feel really good about that. But a lot of that has to do with Christina McIntyre's in the front office making calls to hey, have you registered
did
yet?
Did you get this done already?
And a lot of times they'll say, hey, I forgot to do that. So then we make an appointment. They come in, see an advisor. Boom, we got another student back with 12 credits, right? So we've really been proactive on that. I think that's very, very important. So I really believe our spring numbers are going to be very, very good here in Boone, and that's a testament to our advising staff, our front office staff, and those folks going that extra mile, taking that extra step, that
just
little
double
just
checking.
Move that needle just a little more, because that's what it takes to be great, and that's what they're doing. So, kudos to them, and much credit to those folks that are really working their tails off to get that done.
So things are looking pretty good as we get ready for spring. And obviously, facility-wise, I think most everything else is they've done a lot to retain and keep things fixed up. And we don't have any painting projects or anything going on that I know of.
Not in Boone. We did get approved to do some paint work in the Hunziker Center.
Okay.
It's hard to believe that building was built in 06.
Yes.
So it's approaching 20 years. So Mark Hill had requested that... And Bill Latour approved that
being able to get over there and get that done.
Yep. So Mark Kamenish and his crew are going to go do a little painting.
All right.
And we'll get that done over Christmas break. So that's ready for those students over at Ames at the Hunziker when we start classes in the spring. But in terms of here, we're in great shape. I really feel like, you know, we'll do some spring cleaning type stuff next week when everybody's gone to kind of get things spruced up a little bit before
any floors need buffing, anything like that. We get it taken care of there.
Yeah. And most of that stuff will happen spring, after the spring term. Usually May is when we try to get most of that done before we start our camp season in June. So we have about a 3-week window. So actually, we're already planning because we have to do our 2-year recoat on the gym floor.
Yeah, it's here.
And so we've got we got on the books for that. And so we're just kind of starting to, like, next week we do our bleacher inspections, which is a yearly thing, just from a safety and insurance standpoint. And so just things like that are some of the things that we're working on from an operations standpoint. I feel good about where we're at in terms of getting things scheduled, organized. I feel like we've got a good plan.
You have some visit days coming up for students, high school students, to come in, take a look at what's happening, what's going on. Because some of these that are juniors now are starting to look at, what am I going to be doing here as I'm a senior, and getting ready to look at what my future is.
Right. So we close next Friday. And so this time of year's, you know, people are getting
pretty quick. Everybody's busy.
Holidays, wrapping up, you know, the last wrestling meet, basketball game, what have you, swim meet. But typically, probably that, you know, and we come back on January 2nd. We officially open. And so I would say probably that following week we'll start having
some of that activity.
Some more foot traffic. I will tell you this, next Thursday we have a gal coming in for a visit for competitive dance. So it'd be
our first team.
Dance. So Kelsey Gillespie's got a young lady coming in to visit. I've got an 8:30 appointment to meet with Jocelyn in academic advising, and then I'm going to kind of help tour her around as this is, you know, Kelsey's first official visit, so that she's hosted. So we're gonna get that going. But yeah, those things will start really rolling probably the first part of January with the foot traffic, and just start getting ready to get students signed up for fall of 25.
Yeah, it's here before we know it. BJ McGinn's been our guest on our program today, and once again, plenty busy, even with the holidays going on. Did you know this administrative stuff is going to keep you pretty busy?
Well, you know what? I tell you what, it does, but it goes smoothly because we've got great staff and great faculty, and those people deserve all the credit. You know, I just kind of help navigate the waters a little bit, but it's all credit to those folks. And you know, none of this would ever work without all the great people that we have that work on the Boone campus. And so, you know, Merry Christmas to all those folks. I'm going to make sure we talk about that next week as everybody kind of goes their separate ways, you know, for the holidays. But, you know, this place wouldn't function the way it does without everybody that works there and contributes and does a fantastic job. And so I'm very, very appreciative to have all those folks that are on board and work as hard as they do.
BJ McGinn, a guest on our program today, again, for the Boone campus of Des Moines Area Community College. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a good holiday, and hopefully you don't have to cancel a game.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Jim. I appreciate all that KWBG does for DMAC, and you have a great holiday as well.